Welcome to the Mixed Mornings and More podcast.
It's the best as well as the rest.
Welcome to the Mixed Mornings and More podcast. I'm Mike. I'm also joined by Steph, but Steph's, well, she's waiting. She's going to hold off here, I think, because, well, we've got a very interesting story that we caught Steph telling off air that she didn't necessarily know was being recorded. It bears no importance to your life, but it was still pretty funny. Enjoy. And then enjoy the podcast right after.
My dad had this cake mold that was Christmas tree, so it was like a circle, and they were all like little trees. Like, it was like kind of cute. But for some reason, he loves Jell-O, and he sometimes gets on like Jell-O kicks where he'll like make Jell-O and put some fruit in it and stuff. So he makes this red Jell-O and puts like blueberries in into this tree mold. Well, he gets it out. It's on the counter and it's just like a bunch of boobs just wiggling. Killing ourselves. So there's this video that Sky took and it's like 2 seconds long and it's just my dad going, "Oh no." Jiggling mess. He was making it to go to somebody's house, so he was like all proud, like, "It's Christmas, look at this beautiful tree Jell-O." And he ended up having to turn it into a trifle and he just like threw it in a bowl.
So yeah, enjoy the podcast.
Translated lyrics Thursdays.
Oh, Steph loves it. Loves
nice
it.
Nice guy.
What's that?
You're such a nice guy.
I have never been told that in my life. So, all right, Steph, we've each picked a song, translated it into another language, translated it back into English, because I don't speak Somali, and then we're going to see how that sounds. Mm-hmm. So what song have you gone with today?
Okay, I did Good as Hell from Lizzo, and I translated it into Polish and back.
Okay. I'm intrigued to find out what that sounds like, so let's take a quick listen.
I shake my hair, check my nails. Honey, how you feeling? You feel like hell. Haircut, check my nails. Honey, how you feeling? You feel like hell. Ooh, boy, I'm tired of talking. Put the dust on your arm and slide it over. Yes, Lord, I'm gonna try and get some new stuff. Swimwear, there is a place to go to the pool.
Okay. Oh, okay. I guess we're calling it right there.
Yeah, I can't do anymore. I've lost the tune.
It's you went a little Texas on us there for a half a second.
And isn't she from Toronto or something?
I don't think so. I think she's from like Atlanta. But okay. That doesn't matter. Did you have fun with it? That's the big thing.
Yes. Okay. For today, sure. what are you doing, Mike?
I'm going to go with some Spice Girls.
Oh.
This is Wannabe, translated as mentioned into Somali and back. If you want to be my darling, you have to have my friends. Never give up. Friendship sometimes end. If you want to be my darling, you have got to give something. Taking it is very easy, but that's just how it is.
All right. I haven't heard that version of that song before.
I don't think the Spice Girls have ever heard that rendition of the song either, but that's just how it is.
Mixed Mornings with Mike and Steph.
You know those times, Steph, where you get really annoyed because you have a song stuck in your head?
Absolutely. One of those little earworms that just won't leave.
Oh, they're so annoying. Well, Google realizes that, you know, a lot of people get annoyed by this and they want to end that issue.
Okay.
So like the Google Homes, and I think the Google app for your phone has now got this new feature where it allows you to hum the song into the app. And it'll recommend songs that sound like what you've just hummed.
Oh, cool. Okay, so I feel like maybe we need to try this.
100%. I went and stole our boss's Google Home Mini, and I think we're going to see how this works here. All right. I'm going to try humming Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello's song, Senorita.
Not able to recognize. Please try better.
What do you mean it doesn't recognize? That's not fair.
I'm sorry, Mike. Okay, I'll try. We'll see.
What song are you going to do here?
I'm going to do Lizzo, Good as Hell.
Okay. 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 Google?
Result shows you hum good as hell.
How? How is it getting this?
I don't know. That was only like 2 seconds of the song. I think you can do it, Mike. Try again.
Okay. I'll do the Jonas Brothers Sucker. Let's see if...
That is Sucker.
Oh, that's right.
Sucker. You can't sing at all.
Wow.
Mixed Mornings with Mike and Steph.
Got my first massage yesterday.
First ever massage.
I know. Made it 32 years and hadn't done it yet. And I didn't really think about it before I booked it, about what I should prepare for, you know? I just was like, this is going to be a relaxing experience. It's going to be great.
What is there to prepare for?
Well, I don't know. Maybe I should have shaved my legs. That was one of my thoughts.
What?
I just like, I don't know. The lady said like, okay, you can undress to your comfortability and get under the sheet. And I was like, Oh yeah, I have to take my clothes off. So I'm like in a tank top and my underwear and I'm under this sheet. And then she was like, do you mind if I like pull up your tank top? I was like, oh yeah, that makes sense. Okay. And she's like, do you mind if I maybe undo your bra? I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
You sound so nervous and anxious this whole time.
I was.
Oh my God.
I am such a prude. And so then she's like, can I take off your necklace? I was like, oh, yep, you want to massage my neck? That makes sense. And your hair elastic on your wrist. And
it sounds like you got dressed up to go to this thing.
It sounds like
you put on more layers of clothes. Can I take off this wool sweater? Well, if you have to. And while we're at it, how about this thick winter coat?
Well, then she said, can I take off your socks? It's like, oh, yeah, I left my socks on as well. So they were like the tightest wool socks that you kind of have to like really put your foot in and then like bend around the heel.
Okay.
And so she's having a rough time getting them off. And she does finally, and the massage ends, and she leaves and says, I can get dressed back up again. And I look over, and she's neatly placed my socks that have the grocery list stuck to the bottom of one perfectly, as if I was saving it there.
Mixed Mornings with Mike and Steph
on Mix 103.7.
So NASA has a new plan.
Okay, for what?
They want to add 4G cell phone towers to the moon.
Really?
Yeah. So apparently,
how often are we visiting the moon?
Well, they want to put a lunar base up there on 2028. And so they're trying to just prepare. They're adding some cryogenic freezers, which apparently the moon is very cold. So I don't know why they need them. and then these 4G cell phone networks. And then I figured out that already on the moon,
yeah,
radio stations.
Like, there's radio stations on the moon?
Mm-hmm.
Come on. For real?
Like, I don't know what they're transmitting. Maybe, like, we made it.
We made it. What would moon radio sound like?
It's 106.5 The Moon, blasting all your favorite moon hits at you all the time. What's going on, Mikey Moonman with you this morning, howling at you from the moon. Coming up, we're going to get you updated on your weather there, as it's going to be really cold, followed by very hot, anywhere from 120 degrees Celsius to minus 130 overnight. Coming up, we'll also check in with Steph. Steph, what's going on in moon news?
Unfortunately, Mike, absolutely nothing. We thought we'd see the Mars rover, but the issue is, it's on Mars.
Ah, tough luck. We'll get him next time. All right, don't forget to come hang out with us this Saturday. We'll be hanging out, handing out some free drinks down at the Space Bar. But for right now, it's Justin Timberlake on 106.5 The Moon.
Mixed Mornings with Mike and Steph
on Mix 103.7.
Well, I don't think you need Steph or I to tell you how rough this year has been on a lot of local businesses.
Yeah, it seems like even a certain one or two were trying to bend the rules to stay open when all this stuff started.
There was a couple I remember seeing on a couple of Facebook pages, and they're like, hey, did you guys see what this business is doing?
Ugh.
Yeah, a gym in Poland's actually doing what you just talked about. They have, let's say, rebranded themselves.
Okay.
Was a gym... They've now rebranded themselves as a church so that they can still allow people to come in.
Oh, my. Okay.
Yeah. So with that, I think it's time for this.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's get funny.
A gym in Poland is calling itself a church to stay open during COVID.
And the power of Christ compels you to push out that last rep. A gym in Poland's calling itself a church to stay open during COVID.
What do you do there? The signs of the CrossFit?
Okay. All right.
Gym in Poland is calling itself a church to stay open during COVID.
Gotta get those gains, bro, so you look less like David and more like Goliath.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay. Gym in Poland is calling itself a church to stay open during COVID.
Thou shalt not skip leg day.
That is the first commandment there.
Gym in Poland is calling itself a church to stay open during COVID.
And what happens at communion? Do you get the shredded body of Christ?
Mix Mornings with Mike and Steph.
On Mix 103.7.
Do you get a new ornament every year for your Christmas tree?
No, not specifically, no. Like, if I get one, I get one. But, like, I haven't put up a tree in, I don't know, 4 or 5 years.
Mike, you're breaking my heart.
I know. My house never feels like Christmas, and my girlfriend hates Christmas. Well, she doesn't hate Christmas, but she is a bit of a Grinch when it comes to the holidays.
Oh, man. That's a very unfortunate.
Yeah. It is what it is. It's my life.
This could be your year. If it's going to be a very memorable one. I mean, I don't think anybody's going to ever forget 2020.
But I will drink to forget. Don't worry.
If you're one of those people who likes to open an ornament each year at Christmas and say, like, ah, that was the year that we did this. There is a ornament wood crafter in Manitoba who is creating COVID ornaments. So there's
No.
Yeah, there's a faucet that says wash your hands 2020.
Stop.
There's a roll of toilet paper that says 2020.
Oh, it's getting worse.
He also has made the likeness of their chief medical officer of health and wrote, remember your social distancing on the ornament.
Oh, my God.
There's a ruler 6 feet.
Oh, come on.
Do you think that anyone is going to open the ornament years from now and smile?
Yeah, I think it's going to be one of those things eventually we can look back and laugh at, right? And be like, oh my God, remember that time when everybody bought toilet paper and you couldn't find toilet paper anywhere? Yeah. And then you'll laugh at it and say, oh man, that was crazy.
I don't know if I'm going to want, I hope that one day this will be far enough in the past that I'll open an ornament and smile about it.
Are you going to buy the ornament, though?
That's the question. I usually do buy an ornament every year, but I'm not sure that's the thing I want to remember from this
year. Every year.
Yeah, I buy, something that says, this was a good year. We did this, so I'll, last year we went to Ireland, so I'll buy an Ireland ornament.
Right. That's
you
fair.
Know, we saw a really cool bear. I'll buy a bear ornament. Meh, probably not like that, but...
Hey, a whole bunch of people got really sick. Merry Christmas.
Mixed Mornings with Mike and Steph.
Steph, I managed to make myself look like an even bigger idiot than usual yesterday.
Mike, I like ya, but I'm not sure how you could do that.
Yeah. Okay. It was one of those moments where, you just couldn't find a hole deep enough or big enough to go and hide in.
Uh-oh.
it also happened while I was getting his coffee. You remember that really nice gesture I did before you made fun of me there just a second ago?
Very kind. Yeah,
there we go.
Thank you again, Mike, for that coffee yesterday.
But so I was grabbing his coffee. I was walking back into the building. And it was one of those moments where you just get, lost in a thought.
Mm-hmm.
And the entire world just kind of goes blank around you.
Yeah, you're just, having a brain sleep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I get a lot of those when you're up as early as we are. A lot of the times your mind just goes to a place and you completely blank out. And I was trying to open the door with my hip because I had a coffee in each of my hands.
Yeah.
But instead of opening the door with my hip, I went a lot further than I thought I should and ended up rubbing my butt on the two poor ladies who were trying to slide the door open for me.
Oh my God.
And it was a glass door. I should have seen them on the other side of this thing, you know?
Yeah, that is so awkward.
I know it was. I lived it. I mean, everything, it was 1 second, everything's normal the next second. Poor ladies on that other side of that door.
Mixed Mornings with Mike and Steph
on Mix 103.7.
Discovered a new product, Mike.
What's that?
It's called the Burrito Pop.
The Burrito Pop.
It looks like a thermos, but it doesn't have any metal or anything in it. It's fully made of plastic, and you can put your burrito inside it and keep it cold. But then you can also put
keep it cold.
Well, if you bring it for lunch or something. But then
who gets a burrito cold?
I don't know. This is the Kickstarter video, okay?
I'm not with you so far. You're losing me by the minute.
Oh, no. You can put it in the microwave, warm it up. But It is like the spill collector, so you don't have to worry about like your burrito
dripping everywhere.
Ooh. And then the pop part of the burrito pop, it has like a twister on the bottom that as you eat your burrito, you can twist it up. And the thing pops up.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's a good idea because I always get like just strands of tinfoil everywhere because you just casually rip it off as you go.
Very true. It's $50.
Oh.
Are you going to go for it?
50?
50.
Oh, God,
burrito
no.
Pop. No?
What about you? Are you into this?
Okay, I would have absolutely said no, but this weekend I was in Toronto and all of indoor dining was closed, and so I had to eat
On the go.
Okay. And so we got our favorite burritos, and I actually asked them for a couple extra plastic bags, and I put one on as a bib and then one on my lap to catch all of the drip, and I was like, how did they make this wonderful product? And I had no idea. I am sold on the burrito pop.
No, $50? How many burritos do you eat a year that would allow you to then spend $50 on something just to hold it for you?
I would make it worth it. All of a sudden, I'd be like, I need a burrito all the time because this contraption is so cool.
You know what's more worth it? Getting extra free napkins.
Mixed Mornings with Mike and Steph.
Yesterday, driving along in my friend's car, and the GPS starts singing to us.
What?
Yeah, like, it sounded a little bit like this.
And it's water of a mile, keep left.
What?
Yeah.
Traffic reported ahead.
It's saying to you like that?
It's saying it exactly in that voice. And she,
what?
Yeah, and she said that it's a boy band setting. So you could change your GPS voice to have this man sing to you. But she said it's on like this weird app. It's called Waze. And it often takes her like on the back roads. Like it always never is going the right road. And we were like, maybe it's because you have it on the boy band setting and it's taking you on the back streets.
Oh, Steph. Oh, come on.
Mixed Mornings with Mike and Steph.
Steph, we've talked about this a couple times before on the show, but do you have like the weirdest or worst compliment you've ever received?
Oh, like the time I was working in drive-thru and somebody asked if it was bring your kid to work day?
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Do you have a weird or bad compliment you've ever received? Give us a call or a text, 780-791-1037, but it's not going to top what I did this weekend.
Uh-oh.
I gave possibly the worst. I don't even know if it qualifies as a compliment. It's like the worst comment that you could give.
Oh, and who did you give it to?
My girlfriend.
Oh, Mike. Oh, my gosh. You have to keep seeing her after this. Okay.
Yeah. Well, you never know.
Oh, no. What happened?
So she went out and got a haircut.
Mm-hmm.
And she was really excited about it because she was changing her hair color. It was like blue at the ends. And then she was going to go full brown. But the big change, she was going to get bangs.
Whoa.
Which is a big thing to ladies, I understand.
It is. Yeah, that's a big commitment.
She came home, and she was so proud of it. So proud. She's texting me. She's like, oh, my God, it looks so different. It looks so great. And I wasn't home at the time. I walked in.
Uh-huh.
Saw her in the bathroom. She looked at me, asked what I thought, and I went blank in my mind. I had one thought, and I said, wow, that looks a lot like how my mom used to do her hair.
Mike! Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Did you like your mom's hair?
Oh, that's weird. I don't want to think about that and my girlfriend at the same time.
Okay.
So I've tried to take that out of my mind. But it does look like the way my mom did her hair.
Mixed Mornings with Mike and Steph.
On Mix 103.7.
You got your plans figured out yet for Halloween? What you're dressing up as? What you're doing?
Well, I have this dress from Belle, like Beauty and the Beast, and I wear it pretty much every year. So
it'll
be like the seventh year running, but I have long brown hair, so it works.
Okay, that's fair. Health Canada and Dr. Tam has come up with a suggestion maybe of the top 12 costumes that would be all right to wear if you're going out trick-or-treating this year. So you got any guesses on what might be featured on a top 12 list?
I'm guessing probably like the masked superheroes. So we're going to say like the doctors and the nurses, maybe a Spider-Man or something.
Yeah, yeah. The doctor and Spider-Man are definitely, you know, over the course of that 12. And it kind of makes sense, but
The rest of the costumes that are recommended aren't really more so costumes. They're like just themed face masks.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which really feels like as much fun as putting on mock ears and calling yourself a mouse. You know? Valid.
Yeah.
It's just really not like a lot of creativity to the costume at that point.
For sure. Unless, like, I don't know, maybe you could make your mask. Maybe it could be like, you know, in those baby showers with onesies and they decorate the onesie, we can decorate a mask.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I'm just saying, it feels like you're really limiting your options here. And at least this was a national decision, though. Like, at least they said, okay, for all of Canada, this is what we want you to do. So at least everybody's got to abide by these. Because, like, had this been, like, a provincial thing, you never know what each province would have said.
Right.
Like, imagine if they let those weird sexual BC doctors make up the rules.
Mixed Mornings with Mike and Steph.
On Mix 103.7.
Took a plane yesterday from Toronto to Calgary.
Okay.
And, you know, like, the airport and planes are a bit of a different experience now. You've got to mask up. You have to, they give you, like, a wet wipe when you got on the plane so that you can wipe down your seat and everything. And
wow, that seems kind of lazy. I thought they would do that for you.
I felt the same way, but. So they have, like, signs everywhere. You are not allowed to take off your mask unless you're eating, and they'd like you to do it, like, one bite at a time, basically. And these people are getting on the plane behind me and they are saying to the flight attendant that they've lost their mask. Oh. And it's like, how did you lose your mask? Where did you put it? Like, of course, this is like a ploy so that they don't have to wear it on the flight. But yeah. They've got extras. And so the flight attendant, like, gives them some disposable masks. And of course, they end up sitting directly behind me. So 3.5 hour flight. And the flight attendant comes over and says, the mask up over your nose. You too, to the person sitting next to them.
Oh, okay, they were on them.
Oh, yeah. And they came over so many times that then, like, head flight attendant comes back and says, this is your sixth and final warning. After that, things will escalate. Put those masks on correctly. And I was like, sixth and final warning? What is going to happen? Like, are we going to have to, like, touch down somewhere not in Calgary? Like, come on, people. Like, I wanted to, like, put the mask on their face for them. Be like, you're gonna have a sleep now. Like,
what?
Not like that.
No!
You know, like,
Steph! That's an interesting threat right there.
No, but, like, why?
I mean, I thought you were just hoping you were gonna make, like, an emergency touchdown in Brandon, Manitoba or something like that to drop these people off, but wow, you're gonna go to sleep.
Thanks for listening to the Mixed Mornings and More podcast.
For more episodes, subscribe now on iTunes, Spotify, or where all great podcasts are found.